If knowledge is power, what power does traditional knowledge have, and for what purposes? This question emerges in light of findings in the last decade that areas governed under traditional knowledge have higher levels of biodiversity compared to a protected area systems managed by governments alone. Conversely, deforestation is higher in areas declared as strict protected by governments compared to community conserved areas governed under traditional law. Traditional knowledge has led also the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform in Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, or the IPBES, that the previous speaker mentioned, to report that indigenous peoples are often better placed than scientists to provide detailed information on biodiversity and environmental change. And the failed ARCHI targets, the failure of the ARCHI targets to meet even a single target, is ascribed on governments not understanding the scale of the challenge faced by the natural world